It's time for our special Red Wing High School Class of 2020 radio graduation program on Classic Hits K-Wing 106. We will be featuring speakers from the virtual graduation, along with a roll call of graduates with their special accomplishments over the last 4 years. This radio graduation program is brought to you by Bella Casa Design Studio, Red Wing Credit Union, Malmquist Home Furnishings, Sargent's Nursery, Family Fair, Jules Cleaners, Dick's Auto Body, Simple Abundance, Alliance Bank, Chandler Roofing, Spate and Lapagard Law Office, Hannish Bakery, and The Creative Hand. Now to our program.
Tomorrow is uncertain, who knows what it will bring. But one thing is for sure, love, with you I have everything. And happily ever after is the way these stories go. Used to think that's what I wanted, but now I finally know. Graduation is an eschatological event. Now, you're probably thinking to yourself, self, what in the world is Marshall talking about? What in the world is an eschatological event? Let me explain. Eschatological events are experiences where our past, present, and future intertwine. At this moment, our present, as we sit in front of our computers, phones, or tablets, some of us dressed in our ceremonial cap and gown regalia, we remember these past 13 years we've shared in educational growth, learning, and friendship, while we look forward to the rest of our adult lives that hang almost tangibly in the air before us. Past, present, and future combined together. We live in quite an amazing, unusual, and unprecedented present, don't we? First off, we're graduating, everyone. We did it. Our entire young lives have led up to this moment, this present. And there should be joy and smiles spilling out of all of us faster than we can contain. However, tragedy devours our present. Coronavirus marks our every movement, our every breath, especially those hindered by a mask. For us, the class of 2020, coronavirus has written in red pen across the history book of our senior year, correcting words such as classroom to quarantine, sports and prom to canceled and postponed, and friends to distance. Peering at our present may bring gloom, yet here we stand today as the class of 2020 graduating. Let's examine our past and our potential future and see how we shouldn't gaze at today as an end to 13 years on an unfortunate note, but as a happy beginning, full of hope. There's no storm we can't outrun. We will always find the sun. Leave the past and all its scars. A happy beginning now is ours. Our past began, born into a world and nation recently rocked by the reckoning of terrorism. On September 11th, 2001, the fall when some of us were first born, the Twin Towers collapsed. Back then, sadness and confusion consumed the world in a similar way, I must imagine, as many experience today. Jump forward 6 years later to September 4th, 2007, the day many of us started kindergarten. My mother tells me I kicked and screamed because I didn't want to leave the house that morning. I wonder if you have a first day of school story too. Since then, we've undergone 12 more first days of school. Memories dot our brain of school's wondrous moments, full of friends, teachers, activities, and achievements. And also the not-so-good moments we long to forget. The exams, the tears, the breakups, the failures. We all had classes we enjoyed, and those we detested, subjects where we jumped like winners, and those where we sank like losers. Throughout our schooling, and in high school especially, pressures of perfection rule our lives. The expectation to be good at everything lingers above our souls. Labels and names are thrown at us when we walk through the halls. The insistence that we must score good grades in our classes, that we must be talented at MASH and lavish in language arts. We must be able to sit down and listen to 80-minute lectures, write neat notes, and process that information fast. The problem is, not everyone's great at everything. Not everybody favors all the subjects, and there's a difference between those two concepts. In the fall semester of my junior year, I took AP Chemistry with Mr. Chalmers. This course proved immensely challenging on all levels, from lectures to lab assignments. I passed the class with an A, but that doesn't mean I had fun in that class. I would stay up all night, stress boiling my blood, bludgeoning my brain over concepts like polarity and acidic reactions. Chemistry wasn't my passion. Each of us have different gifts, and for some that's academics, and for some it's not. Throughout our school years, we personally discover what we're truly passionate about, what makes our hearts burn with never-ending excitement. We also recognize those activities which spark little or no excitement. That's the most important part of high school, embarking on the journey of uncovering the inly rooted identity of who we are. So, who are you? We celebrate together a long time wish come true. What makes it even better? Today our story starts anew. When villains cast their curses, we can overcome them all. If we all stand strong together, there's no way we can fall. How do we use our gifts to build our future and live out who we are? Well, for one thing, we're still on the journey of discerning our true selves and our true talents. A constant in our future needs to be continuing to learn, not about the quadratic formula, except like our friends who are advancing in their study of mathematics, but to learn about what we care about and about our true talents. If we don't make an effort to continue learning about our skills and growing in our gifts, whether that is through college, trade school, apprenticeships, on-the-job trainings, or even conversations, our gifts become worthless. Our gifts can change the world. Now, I know that's a cliche saying. I know. But it's true. We each use our gifts in different ways. Some of us may use our interest in medicine to go into the medical field and save lives that way. Some of us may use our strong voice to venture into politics and to speak for the voiceless and push our nation in a just direction. Not all of us will make such grand world-shattering changes, but we can each change the world. When one person does something for another that makes them feel happy, loved, seen, or appreciated, that other person's world is forever changed. Our gifts instilled within us during school that may seem feeble presently hold the powerful potential to inspire others and to spread kindness, joy, and generosity, especially amid dark hours. Staying hopeful and optimistic during depressing times like our current reality is a necessity. Finding hope and serving others go hand in hand. Helping to bring hope to the less fortunate, the downtrodden, the oppressed, and even our friends during days of distress will in return rejuvenate our spirits with hope. That's why our unique gifts and perspectives are so paramount. Not only do they bring joy into the world, but they bring hope. Surviving the grim moments we will undoubtedly travel through gives us wisdom to support others trekking through similar occurrences. A character in a wonderful television show from the early 2000s tells this story. This guy's walking down a street, and he falls in a hole. The walls are so steep that he can't get out. A doctor passes by, and the guy shouts up, "Hey, you, can you help me out?" The doctor writes a prescription, throws it in the hole, moves on. A priest comes along, and the guy shouts up, "Father, I'm down in this hole. Can you help me get out?" The priest writes a prayer, throws it down in the hole, moves on. Then a friend walks by. "Hey, Joe, it's me. Can you help me out?" And the friend jumps in the hole. Our guy says, "Are you stupid? Now we're both down here." But the friend says, "Yeah, but I've been down here before, and I know the way out." That is true friendship. When we use our gifts, which includes our knowledges and our experiences, to spread joy and hope to others, something special, something magical is formed. Love. Love triumphs all. Love changes everything. You can do so much and say so many important things with another individual, yet at the end of the day, what they'll remember most of that conversation is not the subject matter, but the way you made them feel. By acknowledging and putting our gifts into action, we become our true selves. Being who you are, no matter what anybody else says, is so important because nobody has your exact gifts. No one can change hearts and worlds like you can. Asking, "Who am I?" transforms into proudly proclaiming who I am. And with that, the labels sticking to our skin vanish and our true identities merge with our gifts to create something special. It is an act of courage to say, "This is the person I am meant to be and who I will be." When we do this, we become ourselves and use who we are for good. If we face the endless night, hold my hands and join the fight. Past the clouds, we'll find the stars. A happy beginning now is ours. You've probably been thinking, "Marshall, what is that song you've been singing interstitially?" Those of you who know me best know one of my favorite TV shows of all time is called Once Upon a Time. The song I've been singing comes from the show's musical episode and is titled A Happy Beginning. The song chronicles a celebratory moment when our main cast contemplates what lies ahead in their future, but is happy about the numerous unknowns. Graduation is a strange day for us. There's much sadness floating around right now. Sadness over missing our final months because of the pandemic, and sadness because this is the last time we'll be together, virtually, connected in high school with our best friends. The future of our adult lives is uncertain and a little scary, but that's what makes it so great. This is not a mournful ending. This is our happy beginning. The next chapter of our lives is about to open. There will be clouds and curses from villains, but we can beat them all if we are ourselves and use our gifts to populate the planet with joy, hope, and love. There's so much in these next chapters of our stories to look forward to. However, let us not forget our past. In high school and all of our schooling, let us remember the knowledge we learned that exposed us to our passions and that allowed them to flourish. Let us remember those laughing instances between friends where we floated on cloud nine. We must also remember the challenges, the scars, and how we persevered. Most importantly, let us remember and never forget the love spinning around the hallways and pods, between students and faculty, and from friends to friends. I love you all, and I will miss you all. Accepting our past, the good and the bad, leads us forward. Today, as our tassels switch from right to left, and our graduation moves from present to past. Let us reflect on our lives with the intent of turning the page, writing our next steps and our happy beginning. Tomorrow is uncertain. Who knows what it will bring? But one thing is for sure, class, the memories until this spring have taught us who we are and who we are to be. As we walk into the future, let our happy beginning set us free.
Hello, class of 2020. Congratulations. Despite all the odds, we made it. Writing this speech has been the hardest assignment of my high school career. Now, I know what you're thinking, and yes, more difficult than Mr. Bender's class or Mr. Lizzie's AP Physics. It's hard to write a speech about our senior year when a third of it was distant, or write about our future with so much uncertainty in a time like this. But luckily, I've managed to whip something up, so here it goes. I'd like to start off by thanking our teachers and staff. They have done a tremendous amount of work to keep us learning and on task these past 5 years, and especially in the last 3 months. They have been with us since the beginning, ever since we first walked through the doors of Red Wing High School in eighth grade. When I drove past to pick up my cap and gown, I was holding back tears. Never did I expect such a welcoming and encouraging surprise from our teachers. I probably could have, considering the love and support we've had from our teachers and community throughout our education. I'll miss the discussions we had in Heinemann's class and Mr. Chalmers' rants about the right way to cut pizza. Thank you everyone that helped make high school and distance learning a much better experience. We would not have made it without you all. A special shout out and thank you to Mr. Nemenich for his first year of being our principal. He and our admin team did a phenomenal job, and we were lucky to have them during this difficult time. Also, a quick little side thank you to everyone at Zoom and Google Meets for allowing us to graduate on time this year. Very helpful. It's hard to think that we didn't get the chance to have all the spring senior traditions, but we still made it through. Recently, I've been hearing quite a few people complaining that the last third of our senior year was taken away. But what about the other two-thirds? I'll admit, my broken heart yearns to see you all here tonight for a final hurrah. But what has gotten me through these past 3 months have been all the memories I made in senior year so far. Now, I know we may not all have been best friends, but I want you to picture your best friend, the person you can't wait to go hug when this is all over. Think of your guys' favorite song to dance to late at night, or a time when you almost peed your pants laughing at a stupid joke they made. Those are the good times. Those are the times that get us through the bad. We remember them and hope to make more memories like that in the future. I'd like to ask you all to, in hard times like these, focus on the good and always persevere. Unfortunately, on Friday the 13th back in March, wait, do you remember our last day was Friday the 13th? Crazy. Anyways, on Friday the 13th in March, I did have a feeling it would be our last day of high school. Schools around us were announcing that they were closing, and the world was starting to gain more knowledge about what was to come. Even though I had my suspicions, I didn't do anything different. I didn't say goodbye to my friends or try to take in every last moment of class. Sitting in concert band that morning, I had heard my last, "Do your faces hurt? 'Cause they're killing me," from Mars. Nothing was different, but then again, no one else did anything different either. Everything was normal. I wonder if we had all known that it would be our last day, if we would have done anything differently. Would we have jumped for joy or cried at the abrupt ending? Who knows? What we do know are all of the amazing memories we have had so far. Here's just a quick recap of some things that happened this year. We had our boys and girls swimming at state earlier this year. Cross country also did amazing and went to state. Not only them, but all sports did extremely well this year. Our homecoming plans had a bit of a change, but we worked together to stay positive and enjoy while our girls' soccer team was on the field. We put on an incredible high school musical, and we had the music department's first winter extravaganza. It was a major hit. One of the highlights of my senior year was cheering on the girls' basketball team at state. The student section was filled with smiling teens, and everyone was having a good time. Plus, pep band rocks. It's not just about the wins or losses, it's about camaraderie as well, and we definitely saw that on the court this past year. Well done, ladies. We missed out on having our spring sports kick butt on the fields, but we all know they would have done incredible. The one year I just happened to join Ultimate, and right when I was becoming a professional, the season was canceled. Sorry, Mick. Many concerts and traditions were canceled in the band program this spring. Speech was cut short. A variety of clubs didn't get a happy ending they deserved. Nevertheless, we worked together to stay positive and keep going. One of my favorite songs by the Beatles is Obladi Oblada. It's a song that reminds us that whatever happens, life goes on. In tragic times, we can focus on the good. We have the chance to remember what has happened and to learn from this tragedy. Although there are many negatives in the world right now, there are also positives. In these tough times, we've become more unified than ever. People around the world are playing their instruments on their balconies, staying home to keep others safe, supporting local businesses during this difficult time, hosting fundraisers to help those in need, and many other things to support the world around them. We can't change the past, but we can do something about the future. When things get bad, you can think to yourself, obladi, oblada, life goes on. Don't quit when something bad happens. Work to make things better for yourself and those around you. We may have started at Red Wing High School and ended at Zoom University, but we did it together. No matter where your future takes you, into the workforce, college, armed forces, I wish you all peace, love, and happiness. Congratulations, class of 2020. And remember, obladi, oblada, life goes on. Yeah, la, 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 life goes on.
Please enjoy our roll call of graduates with their special accomplishments over the last 4 years.
James Alberts.
Nia Almstead. She'll miss her classmates. She worked at Family Fair, enjoys Korean music, and her favorite food is anything with banana. She plans to attend RCTC.
Dylan Anderson. Involved in track and cross country. Favorite memory was the Europe trip. Worked for McDonald's and plans on attending University of Wisconsin River Falls for sports science. Red Wing Rotary Club scholarship.
Gage Anderson. Was the FFA president. Favorite classes were shop class and A-push. Is now going active duty in the Marine Corps and is interested in fire and rescue.
Jaden Anderson.
Levi Anderson.
Seth Anderson.
Jocelyn Portillo Arenas.
Marissa Boddy, involved in FFA and 4-H. Favorite memory is going to the National Convention in Indiana for FFA. Worked for B. Wells Bar, Valley Craft Manufacturing, and Joanne Fabrics. Attending Minnesota Southeast College in Red Wing for agricultural education.
Ashlyn Bawley, involved in choir, FFA, HOSA, and track and field. Going to miss seeing Mrs. Jones every day, worked at St. Crispin's as a CNA. She has scoliosis, owns a tortoise, and has gone to 7 different schools, attending Minnesota Southeast Technical College with a nursing major.
Thomas Banks.
Nick Bailey. Favorite memory is going to the state swim meet, attending Colby College for environmental science. Minnesota State High School League AAA Award, All-Star Social Studies, graduating with highest distinction.
Nathaniel Boilu.
Lily Beffert, involved in soccer, basketball, track and field, golf, NHS, Key Club, Student Council, and Circle of Friends. Worked at Red Wing Confectionery, plans on attending University of Minnesota, Twin Cities. Graduating with honors.
Christian Benson.
Maya Benway was the tennis captain for 2 years, also involved in golf and softball. She loves desserts, is a YouTuber, and misses school already, attending the University of Arizona for communications or business.
Phoenix Benway.
Breck Bergen, involved in gymnastics, track and field, and NHS. Favorite class was advisory with Mr. Jones. Attending the University of Wisconsin, Eau Claire. Dakota Electric Scholarship, graduating with honors.
Grayson Bedich, involved in girls tennis and NHS. Favorite memory is cheering in the stands for the football team. Has been dancing for 16 years. Attending the University of Wisconsin, River Falls to study pre-law.
Alaya Blank.
Nicholas Boggs.
Madison Boland.
Rachel Borgen, favorite memory was playing tennis with her favorite people. Attending St. Olaf College for Political Science, Kiwanis Educational Foundation Incorporated Scholarship, St. Olaf College Scholarship.
Anna Bowes, will miss getting to see her friends and make memories every day. Loves math, listening to music, and throwing frisbee with her dog. plans to attend University of Wisconsin La Crosse to study mathematics. Kiwanis Noontime Scholarship, graduating with highest distinction.
Haley Brayford, favorite memory was going to Nashville. Plans to study health science at RCTC.
Luke Breeden.
Josie Bricky, favorite class was AP Studio Art, and she will miss her friends the most. Plans on attending Milwaukee Institute of Art and Design. Milwaukee Institute of Art and Design Scholarship, Marjorie Gray Vogel 2D Art Book Award.
Jacob Brinkman.
Brianna Bruce, favorite memory is going to the football games. Plans on becoming an esthetician at Empire Beauty School.
Anila Buck, favorite memory is cheering at all the games and supporting as many sports as possible with her classmates throughout the years. Plans to attend University of Colorado Boulder to study psychology.
Carter Bunjum, plans on attending Mankato State or Minnesota State College Southeast to study automotive engineering and get his CDL certification.
Emily Burrow, involved in volleyball, SOAR, and MHS. Favorite memory is the Friday night football games. Worked at Colville Water Park, plans to attend University of Wisconsin, Eau Claire, for nursing, graduating with highest distinction.
Daniel Byers, involved in cross country, track, basketball, NHS, and student council. Going to University of Wisconsin, River Falls for data analytics. First Farmers and Merchants Bank Scholarship, University of Wisconsin River Falls Scholarship, graduating with distinction.
Cody Kallstrom.
Bruce Campbell, involved in Special Olympics. Favorite memory was putting a pie in Mr. Herber's face. Plans on joining the workforce.
Timothy Cantrell, has lots of nicknames and plans on joining the workforce.
Jack Carlson.
Joseph Carrick, learned to swim in memory of Ocean Ian Christopherson Scholarship, All-Star Band.
Trinity Carter, Judy Christensen Scholarship.
Ashton Chandler, involved in girls soccer, girls golf, Minnesota Honor Society, and Key Club. Favorite memory was qualifying for and winning the 2019 Girls Golf State Tournament. Has an irrational fear of metal. Plans to attend the University of Wisconsin-Platteville for forensic investigation. American Legion Scholarship, University of Wisconsin-Platteville Scholarship, graduating with highest distinction.
Myra Kristen, president of the Anime Club and a member of Magic Club. She's going to miss her favorite teachers and school lunches. Plans on attending Minnesota State College Southeast for library science.
Courtney Caldwell, girls hockey manager and boys swim and dive manager. Also involved in FFA, pep band, girls swim and dive, Matilda the musical, and Minnesota Honor Society. Works for Duluth Trading Company. Attending the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay for psychology. American Legion Scholarship, graduating with honors.
Corey Cook, has never broken a bone and can play five different instruments. Plans on studying computer science.
Riley Corey, favorite memory was playing in the pit orchestra for the high school performance of Hello Dolly. Attending the University of Minnesota Duluth for music performance. Louis Armstrong Jazz Award.
Aiden Coyle, involved in soccer, hockey, and tennis. Favorite class was auto service repair. Plans to attend the University of Victoria to study visual arts.
Caleb Dankers.
Henry David, favorite memory was any Friday night on the football field. Attending University of Wisconsin Eau Claire for nursing.
Amiza Davis.
Alexander Del Grosso.
Caleb DeWall, worked at Red Wing Cinema 8. Going to St. John's University to study film.
Samuel Dirks.
Olivia Dodge was the manager for hockey, involved in soccer, FFA, Circle of Friends, and Pinterest Club. Favorite memory is playing soccer under the lights. Worked at Mandy's Coffee Shop and Cafe, attending Mojave Community College to study nutrition and culinary arts.
Jack Doig.
Tyler Dole.
Grace Doobie, involved in cross-country, golf, basketball, and track and field. Favorite memory was being part of and qualifying for state in golf and cross-country. Worked at Randy's and is giving the Randy's crew a shout-out. Plans on attending University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire, graduating with highest distinction.
Matthew Dunlop.
Haley Ehlers, involved in softball, hockey, volleyball, and NHS. Will miss seeing her friends every day. Plans on attending Binghamton University in New York. Binghamton University Scholarship, graduating with honors.
Maxwell Engberg, Ora G. Jones Scholarship.
Charles Esther Brooks. Favorite memory was his sister backing into and hitting someone's car in the school parking lot. Worked at Menards and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Attending University of Wisconsin-Platteville for Mechanical Engineering. Kenny Lee Industrial Tech Scholarship.
Landon Everett.
Braden Fick.
Michael Fish. Favorite memory is homecoming boys volleyball game. Worked at Menards. Attending Dakota County Technical College for Industrial Engineering.
Sydney Flack will miss seeing all her friends and the people she grew up with. Worked at Colville Water Park and the YMCA. Attending the University of St. Thomas for Business and Pre-Law. Treasure Island Resort and Casino Scholarship.
Michaela Fleming, involved in Special Olympic bowling, swimming, and track and field. Her favorite game is Uno and wants to work at Applebee's.
Ashley Ford, involved in cheerleading. Favorite class was art and loves to paint.
Sierra Foster.
Tyler Foster.
Dylan Frazier, involved in football and FFA. Favorite memory is going to the state basketball games. Worked for Kevin Service. Plans to attend Dakota County Technical College for HVAC.
Isaac French, involved in hockey. Worked for the golf course and Jimmy John's. When he was three, he left home with no shoes and walked 3 miles to McDonald's alone. He plans on attending the University of Minnesota Twin Cities to study business and physics. Goodhue County Cooperative Electric Scholarship.
Chase Garcia, favorite class is math, is going to miss seeing his friends. Enjoys Legos, plans to attend a 2-year college for writing.
Jasmine Flores Garcia, involved in HOSA, NHS, Link Crew, and Hispanic Outreach. Plans on attending RCTC, then transferring to the University of Minnesota to be a dental assistant. Philanthropic Education Org Chapter P Scholarship, graduating with honors.
Ronald Garnett, All-Star Family Consumer Science Scholarship.
Aubrey Gilbertson.
Zachary Gilbertson.
Isaiah Glenn.
Angel Griggs, involved in youth outreach, ELC, and gymnastics, is going to miss being young and reckless, has plans for an apprenticeship.
Madeline Groh, involved in theater, band, jazz, speech, PAC, knitting club, MHS, GSA, and choir. Loves the flute and theater. Plans to attend Augsburg University to study music education. John Philip Sousa Band Award, graduating with honors.
Meg Grove, involved in hockey, volleyball, softball, NHS, and Link Crew. She's going to miss going to sporting events and seeing her friends. Attending the University of Northern Iowa, Red Wings Soccer Club Scholarship, University of Northern Iowa Scholarship, graduating with highest distinction.
Mackenzie Hamlin, favorite memory was senior night for cheerleading. Worked at both Hannish Bakery and Target while in high school. Attending University of Wisconsin River Falls for marketing communications. University of Wisconsin River Falls Scholarship, graduating with honors.
Carolyn Hansen, involved in NHS, Link Crew, gymnastics, track, and cross country. Worked at Colville Water Park as a lifeguard and at the Art Depot. Attending University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire to study environmental science. Xcel Energy Scholarship, University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire Scholarship, graduating with highest distinction.
Sawyer Hansen, involved in golf, cross country, tennis, track, NHS, Circle of Friends, and Link Crew. Favorite memory was winning Homecoming Queen. Is a very unsuccessful vegan. Attending the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire for psychology and social work with a minor in Spanish.
Jacob Hardiman, American Red Cross Scholarship.
Gage Hayes.
Caitlin Heckel, involved in HOSA, and her favorite memory was all the school dances.
Dylan Hendel is going to miss seeing his friends every day. Worked at Walmart, plans on studying environmental science.
Anya Husenfeld, favorite class was music. Favorite memory is spending time with classmates.
Sawyer Hill, favorite memory is the uncontrollable laughter with the daily acquaintances. Currently working for Hearth and Home. Attending Utah State University for outdoor product design and development.
Joseph Heiner II.
Chanel Hinch.
Zachary Hofius, involved in the swim team, track and field, jazz band, and NHS. favorite memory is the annual Duluth Jazz Band trips. Plans to attend American University for International Business, Dakota Electric Scholarship, graduating with highest distinction.
Kyle Holst, involved in FFA and 4-H, worked for Kevin Service, loves to ski, attending Dakota County Technical College.
Kaya Hull, involved in volleyball, golf, Interact, Key Club, Student Council, MHS, SOAR, and tennis. Favorite memory is going to state for girls basketball. Worked for Red Wing Confectionery and Red Wing Credit Union. Attending St. Norbert College for accounting. First Farmers and Merchants Bank Scholarship. St. Norbert College Scholarship. Graduating with highest distinction.
Hannah Hooper, Pay It Forward Red Wing Scholarship.
Eva Hutter, favorite memory are past proms. Currently works at Treasure Island Resort and Casino. Attending RCTC, Dirks Foundation Scholarship.
Abriana Ingram.
Jenna Jablonski, Dakota Electric Scholarship, Red Wing Credit Union Scholarship, graduating with honors.
Hannah Jackson.
Maria Jimenez, favorite memory is guiding the first graders on Earth Day. Favorite class was AP Studio Art. Worked for Hannish Bakery. Planning on attending Minnesota State College Southeast for Liberal Arts and Sciences. Marjorie Gray Vogel 2D Art Book Award.
Don Trey Johnson. Favorite class was gym. Worked at the YMCA and Dakota Station. Has plans to join the Navy.
Grace Johnson, involved in cross country, track and field, MHS, math league, key club, Nordic skiing, and speech team. Can dislocate her shoulders. Plans on attending University of Minnesota Twin Cities for pre-med. Roy and Merle Meyer Foundation Scholarship, Ora G. Jones Scholarship, All-Star Language Arts, graduating with highest distinction.
Isaac Johnson, National School Choral Award.
Isaac Judd is good at bowling, gaming, solving problems, and random acts of luck. Worked at Hannish Bakery, attending Marion University of Wisconsin for accounting, graduating with highest distinction.
Braxton Jurek.
Brady Kafka, favorite memory was the Europe trip. Favorite classes were German and culinary, and volunteers at a dog rescue. Plans on working for 3M, graduating with honors.
Jasmine Keller.
Logan Kells.
Sumner Kelly is going to miss laughing for no reason with all her friends. Worked at Walmart, attending College of St. Scholastica for psychology.
Zara Kilbride.
Ben Kunai, involved in baseball, basketball, NHS, SOAR, Circle of Friends, and Big Nine super fan. Favorite memory was the Winger Baseball 2018 State Tournament. Worked for the Red Wing Golf Course as part of the grounds crew, attending St. John's University, Dewey Tower Memorial Sportsmanship Award, St. John's University Scholarship, graduating with highest distinction.
Josie Kavanbeck. Favorite memory is the Europe trip. Worked for Famous Footwear. Attending North Dakota State University to study animal sciences.
Marshall Laidlaw, involved in speech, theater, student council, Erie, youth and government, the ELCA Youth Corps Leadership Team, Ovation, Christ in Coffee Bible Study, and National Honor Society. Is in the film Sharknado 3, attending Luther College to study religion. Red Wing Rotary Club Service Above Self Scholarship, Luther College Scholarship, All-Star Choral, All-Star German, All-Star Speech, graduating with highest distinction.
Gavin Lampe.
Gabrielle Lankman.
Krista Larson. Favorite memory is cheering on sports in the student sections and the Europe trip her junior year. Favorite class was choir. Plans on attending the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire to study special education. Philanthropic Education Org Chapter ET Scholarship, graduating with honors.
Vance Lau.
Gabriel Lee.
Cassandra Liu, involved in concert band, the musical, and softball. She's going to miss all of her friends. She plans on returning to Taiwan, repeating her senior year, and studying for college.
Reed Lower, Red Wing Soccer Club Scholarship, graduating with highest distinction.
Tate Lumen, involved in baseball and hockey. Favorite memory is going to state sophomore year for baseball. Has plans for an apprenticeship in carpentry.
Taylor Listad, big bookworm, going into the military.
Dominic Marks.
Juan Carlos Garcia Martinez, involved in soccer and the Welcome Committee. Favorite memory is the pep rallies. Currently working at Culver's. Planning on attending school for auto mechanics.
Anthony Mason, involved in boys soccer, ultimate frisbee, math league, and NHS. Favorite class was statistics with Finney. Plans to attend the University of Minnesota Duluth for civil engineering with a minor in construction management. Demetrius Gelatis Memorial Scholarship, University of Minnesota Duluth Scholarship, graduating with highest distinction.
Chloe McGrath, involved in gymnastics and ran cross country in her senior year, is double jointed in her arms and left thumb. Plans on attending Drake University to study international business and marketing. Red Wing Elk Scholarship, Ora G. Jones Scholarship, graduating with honors.
Claire McGrath, involved in basketball, track, National Honor Society, and boxing. Dirks Foundation Scholarship.
Keegan McNamee.
Matea Mercado.
Aaliyah Mitchell.
Terry Moore.
Gavin Mueller.
Kylie Nelson. Favorite memory was playing in the state basketball tournament. Worked as a lifeguard at Colville Water Park. Going to Mount Marty University for elementary special education. Merchants Bank Red Wing Scholarship. Mount Marty College Scholarship.
Sarah Nelson will miss seeing her friends and teachers every day. Worked at the YMCA and Duluth Trading Company. Attending Bemidji State University for pre-veterinary medicine. Graduating with honors.
Ben Newfer, favorite class was studio art. Loves to draw. Plans on attending school to study physics.
Parker Nielsen. Involved in youth and government. Is deathly allergic to bees. Worked at Red Wing Motorsport. Plans for an apprenticeship with Schaefer Contracting.
Grace O'Brien, involved in swim team, student council, NHS, speech team, and ovation. Worked at Red Wing Olive Oils and Vinegars. Attending South Dakota State University for interior design. Anna Anderson Dickinson Class of 34 Scholarship. Minnesota State High School League AAA Award. All-star speech, graduating with highest distinction.
Serena Obadoza, All-Star Tower View student.
Caleb Odman, involved in basketball, cross-country, and track. Worked at Ripley's Rental and Target. Has plans for an apprenticeship.
Pablo Ojeda.
Isabel Olson, involved in National Honor Society, Key Club, and Yearbook. Worked at the Red Wing Public Library. Attending University of Minnesota Duluth to study marketing and graphic design. Veterans for Peace Chapter 115 Scholarship, graduating with highest distinction.
Tyler Olson.
Cecilia Ostendorf. Favorite memory is hanging out with her awesome theater friends before rehearsals. Worked for Duluth Trading Company. Attending Minnesota State College Southeast for Liberal Arts and Sciences. All-Star Theater and Drama.
Julia Palmatier. Jerry Bowen Memorial Scholarship, graduating with highest distinction.
Maya Paris.
Jada Peterson.
Amaya Perkins.
Jacob Peterson.
Isabella Fahn.
Trayton Ponto, involved in speech, student council, youth and government, National Honor Society, concert and jazz band, Pitt for the Musical, and HOSA. Attending Gustavus Adolphus for biochemistry, graduating with highest distinction.
Liam Pyle.
Colton Quaddy, involved in hockey, golf, Link, SOAR, NHS, and a District 9 Superfan representative. Favorite memory was the annual hockey overnight trip to Duluth. He and his mom share the same birthday. Plans to attend the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse to study business. Red Wing Elk Scholarship, graduating with honors.
Isaac Quibeloy, Express Employment Professional Scholarship.
Kendra Radloff is going to miss seeing her friends and favorite teachers. Going to St. Cloud State University to be a pediatric nurse.
Skyla Reed, favorite class was large animal vet, worked at Liberty's Bar and Lounge. Favorite movie is Moana, and created the 8th grade yearbook cover. Attending the University of Wisconsin-River Falls for pre-vet, Red Wing Masonic Lodge Scholarship, All-Star Agriculture.
Pierce Regelman is going to miss his teachers and making memories. Plans on joining the workforce and getting involved in social media.
Haley Reimer.
Amelia Reinitz, involved in MHS, Ovation, Robotics, Youth Group, and Jazz Band. favorite class was AP Human Geography. Has 7 siblings, 3 dogs, and over 50 cousins. Attending Carthage College for Spanish and Political Science. Pottery Museum of Red Wing Scholarship. Carthage College Scholarship. National School Choral Award, All-Star Spanish, graduating with distinction.
Dallas Rue.
Joshua Rickley, graduating with honors.
Jackson Robinson.
Myra Rodriguez, graduating from high school and college with a 2-year degree and graduating with honors, graduating with highest distinction.
Dan Rowland, involved in drama class, baseball, and was the football manager. Worked at Randy's. Is hardworking and an excellent actor with plans to be a famous actor in the future.
Cameron Rosebear, involved in basketball, football, and circle of friends. Favorite memory is the teachers showing they really do care with everything that has happened. Plans on joining the workforce for construction.
Cynthia Miranda Rivera.
Jackie Ruiz, plans on attending RCTC, then transferring to the University of Minnesota to be a dental assistant. Philanthropic Education Organization Chapter P Scholarship.
Liberty Ryan, Red Wing Lions Club Scholarship, graduating with highest distinction.
Cole Salmon, Todd Wiley Memorial Scholarship.
Zachary Sanders.
Ryan Sandy.
Jenna Sanford, involved in speech, band, and choir. Favorite memory was the 2019 Nashville band trip. She has a concerning fascination with serial killers and a hamster as a roommate, attending Bemidji State University for Natural Resource Management and Sustainability.
David Shear, involved in youth and government, band, theater, Boy Scouts, Student Council, speech, Red Wing School Board, and Red Wing Youth Commission. The only test he's ever failed was his driver's test. Attending Georgetown University for Government and Foreign Relations, Robert H. Thompson Memorial Scouting Scholarship, M. Josephine Rusum Scholarship, Georgetown University Scholarship, graduating with highest distinction.
Justin Shearer, attending Yale University for Ethics, Politics, and Economics, Kiwanis Key Club Scholarship, All-Star Science, All-Star Student, Yale University Scholarship, M. Josephine Rusum Scholarship, graduating with highest distinction.
Isabel Schlongen, favorite class was chemistry, works at Red Wing Cinema 8, is obsessed with succulents, attended the University of St. Thomas for biochemistry, Willing Welcher's 4-H Scholarship, Delta Epsilon Phi Award, graduating with highest distinction.
Tristan Schroeder.
Gage Senti, involved in Olympic weightlifting, football, track and field, and Skills USA, currently works for the Pierce County, Wisconsin Highway Department. Attending Northern Michigan University as a member of the Olympic weightlifting team. Studying automotive technology. Nick Conley Class of 2015 Scholarship. Aura G. Jones Scholarship. All-Star Industrial Technology. Northern Michigan University Scholarship.
Nino Sharvashides. Favorite memory is homecoming. Is an exchange student and is left-handed.
Tate Shellstad. Involved in baseball, basketball, SOAR, FFA, band, and Big Nine superfan. Favorite memory is going to state sophomore year for baseball. Attending University of Minnesota to study agriculture business. Brett Duden Memorial, University of Minnesota Twin Cities Scholarship.
Justice Shirk.
Faith Schiltz, involved in fusion dance, plans on joining the workforce with Kids Junction.
Taylor Shortbull.
Ethan Simonson.
Grace Slagle. Favorite memory was senior homecoming, worked at Red Wing Brewery, going to the University of Minnesota Duluth for elementary education, Education Minnesota Red Wing Scholarship, University of Minnesota Duluth Scholarship.
David Summerfield, involved in robotics and Japanese, is going to miss his peers, amazing teachers, and faculty. Will be studying abroad in Japan for a semester.
Dominic Sorensen is going to miss seeing his friends all the time. Attending Dakota County Technical College for Electrical Construction and Maintenance.
Elizabeth Stege.
Summer Steinhardt is going to miss seeing her friends and making fun memories in class. Planning on attending a 2-year college or cosmetology school.
Caitlin Stordahl. Favorite class was Mrs. Kiefer's writing class. Plans on attending a 2-year community or technical college for dental.
Ella Sutherland, involved in SOAR, soccer, golf, NHS, and Key Club. Favorite memory is tailgating and grilling with friends before football games. Worked for Kids Junction, attending Winona State University for recreational therapy or recreational tourism. Kiwanis Dawnbreaker Scholarship, graduating with distinction.
Justine Swenning, involved in volleyball, basketball, softball, MHS, and Link Crew. Has sprained her ankles at least 10 different times. Attending University of Minnesota Twin Cities to study chemistry on the pre-pharmacy track. Red Wing Elk Scholarship, Dewey Tower Memorial Sportsmanship Award, graduating with highest distinction.
Andrew Taube, involved in SOAR, National Honor Society, Key Club, Math League, baseball, and basketball. Likes to bow hunt, watch NFL football, ride water slides, and loves peanut butter. Attended the University of Minnesota Twin Cities for mathematics. Xcel Energy Scholarship, Delta Epsilon Phi Award, All-Star Math, University of Minnesota Scholarship, graduating with highest distinction.
Brendan Turpening plans on joining the workforce as a carpenter.
Ellie Thorson, involved in volleyball, basketball, track and field, SOAR, Link Crew, Big Nine Superfan, and NHS. Has four fake teeth. University of North Dakota for pre-chiropractic. University of North Dakota scholarship, graduating with highest distinction.
Fu Tran.
Allison Urban.
Felix Rivera Vargas.
Sarah Varnado.
Taryn Viter, involved in choir and the school play, is going to miss every one of his friends and acquaintances. Worked for Walmart, currently deciding between the Navy, a trade union, and St. Cloud State University.
Emily Vigil. Favorite memory is seeing her closest friends during classes and lunch. Favorite class was choir. Plans on attending Orange Coast College.
Gracia Solima Arapeza Villegas. Favorite class was psychology. Worked for the YMCA. Likes to spend time with family and friends. Attending Model College of Hair Design.
Stephanie Amador Villegas. Worked for the YMCA and Treasure Island Resort and Casino. Plans to attend a 2 or 4 year college in the future. Adair M. Palmateer Memorial Scholarship.
Shauna Wells.
Maya Welsh.
Janelle Subby Wessling. Favorite memory is working in the office and meeting everyone who walked through. Worked for Target. This was her first and last year at Red Wing High School. Plans to study interior design and Spanish.
Lydia Will, Red Wing Education Support Personnel Association Scholarship.
Sienna Wilgrubs is going to miss seeing all her teachers and currently has a baking business.
Alexa Williams, favorite memory was the Europe trip. Plans to attend Inver Hills Community College to start the pre-social work program.
Andre Zimmer, Ora G. Jones Scholarship, Augsburg College Scholarship.
Sydney Zimmer played Miss Honey and Matilda at the Sheldon Theater, attending the University of Minnesota Rochester for a BS in Health Sciences Pre-Med Oceana Views in memory of Ocean Ian Christopherson Scholarship.
That was our special Red Wing High School Class of 2020 radio graduation program on Classic Hits K-Wing 106. This radio graduation program was brought to you by Bella Casa Design Studio, Red Wing Credit Union, Malmquist Home Furnishings, Sargent's Nursery, Family Fair, Jules Cleaners, Dick's Auto Body, Simple Abundance, Alliance Bank, Chandler Roofing, Spate and Lapagard Law Office, Hannish Bakery, and The Creative Hand. Congratulations to the graduating seniors of Red Wing High School, Class of 2020.